loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him won't perish but will have eternal life. A meditation from the Gospel of John, but with a twist, so people keep your listening ears on. I'm about to start spitting rhymes while I make my points heard. Watch me carefully, this R.E.V. doesn't mince words. You see how this is gonna work? It's gonna go fast. I'm gonna give you a second to get your brain, let it catch up with what's happening here, but this is how it's gonna be, folks. Get ready. You all know this passage, it is always the same. It's the one you see dudes holding up at sports games. God so loved the world, John 3:16 begins, and he sent out his Son to atone for our sins. It's like a warm baby blanket, it feels like cozy protection. So I think to connect with it, we need disconnection. We need to hear it with fresh ears, not the same old, like Apple. We need to think different, be bold. The same old passage, the same old way. Listen up, church. Ha! Not today. Last week, Rick said we're thick in the season of Lent and said we could be set free and not seem bound by commandments. God's law does not trap us. It's just a place we can start to love kindness, walk humbly, serve God with our whole heart. Remember that? That's last week's sermon summed up in about two sentences. You might say in the same way the verses today do the same thing. They take the cross, give it a new gloss, say it's not an end but a beginning. And while we're struggling and holding back from the stuff that we could do this Lent, we're sent this text to remind us there's good too in the cross. It's essential, necessary, you follow? The cross is unpleasant, but still it's a pill we must swallow. Why's that, you might wonder? Why can't God just be love, all happy and smiley and pretty white doves? Why you gotta bring me down like an awful clown, gloom and doom? What's the point of I'm so bad? Sorry, God, I belong in the tomb. Like, who was the guilty? Who brought this upon you? Kill the mood, don't wanna be rude, but ease up. Are we so bad, so guilty, so corrupt? Well, no, not exactly, but we are deeply flawed, and especially when we are compared with God. Especially when we are compared with God. That's the point of the darkness, why in Lent we're so sour. It's to highlight a difference, our need and the power of God's love for us, named in John's biblical flow. In Christ's death, God reveals there's no length God can't go. God can give love to all just because God says so. God can give love to all and might never say no. Think about that for a second. It'd be hard enough dying for your dad or your mom. Would you lay down your life for some guy with a bomb? For the racist, sick stranger, sores oozing with pus? I don't think I could do it, but God does it for us. We do not deserve this great love that we get. God wants us serving up aces, we hit life into the net. And yet God still sends us Jesus, not to judge, but to save. And God doesn't hold back. God doesn't say, behave. God hopes we'll live right as a way to express our thanks for the gift of God's Son and to confess our need for that gift, to own up when we're wrong, and to mean it when we sing the words to the songs like, for me, kind Jesus, was your incarnation, your might be like, yo, says here to those who believe. That means salvation's for Christians, Muslims, Jews, Buddhists we leave out in the cold. Or maybe the blazing hot fires of hell. Like, you don't want to be saved? Fine, that's your choice. Oh well, wrong. The logic of John 3 just doesn't support this. Salvation's open to all. It's wrong to try and distort this. As believers in Christ, we can trust salvation is ours, but the fate of the rest isn't within our powers of perception to know. That's only for God to decide. It's not our place to say, although many have tried, to say that we can determine who's in and who's out is plain wrong. Only God rolls with that kind of clout. So meet someone, greet someone, tell them your truth of the JC you met recently or as a youth. But if that person's not saved at the end of the day, there is nothing to fear. It will all be okay. It is now up to God, the great God that we know, who is quick to love deeply, to anger is slow. And we trust that God will behave as we've heard, even without conversion and saying those magic words. And this brings us around to another good reason we should read John 3:16 in this Lenten season, not just as a reminder of the depths of God's love for those dutifully giving up chocolate by Dove, but if in Christ God shows what God's willing to do, how far God goes to love, not just me, not just you, but potentially each human being on earth, to know that love is yours, think, just what is that worth? What fears might be conquered, what obstacles breached, what passions explored, what messages preached, as God's love, like a banner around you's unfurled, give thanks, sing praise, and share that love with the world. Therefore, kind Jesus, since I cannot pay,
be to God. Amen.